Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel." This is a theme throughout the book of John, that Jesus comes to do the will of the Father. And the obvious takeaway from that fact is if Jesus only does, Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, Messiah, second person of the Trinity, only does what he sees the Father doing, then likewise we should in our own lives do what the Father would tell us to do, do what we see the Father doing. This is a pretty obvious point when it comes to living the Christian life. We should do what we see God doing. As Jesus does, he models for us. Jesus is our Savior. He is our teacher. He is also our model. We want to grow in Christ-likeness. And Jesus did what he sees the Father doing. The issue for me was always, okay, but what do we do? There's plenty of things that Scripture tells us explicitly that we ought to do. Don't kill people. Don't cheat. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't hate. Don't hurt others. We should be loving. We should be considerate. We should be generous. There's plenty of explicit things that Scripture tells us to do. It's all those spaces in between that we struggle with, right? Do I take this job or that job? Do I date this person or not? Do I move to Phoenix or do I move to Atlanta? There are lots of opportunities and choices that God will bring our way in our lives. And we often struggle with, God, what do you want me to do here? I know that I may want one or the other, or maybe I could go either way. And in the absence of a direction, I say, God, show me what makes sense here. I encountered this quote recently, and it's been encouraging to me when it comes to this idea of what does God want for me when I'm stressed and anxious and trying to decide what is the wise thing to do. It says, "Just to the extent that we do as we think he would have us and humbly rely on him, does he enable us to match calamity with serenity." Just that very first phrase, just to the extent that we do as we think he would have us. We don't know what God would want us to do. And so if we make a decision, we worry that we make the wrong one and then we look foolish or we end up with negative consequences. What are we trying to do? We're trying to predict the future. You know, we don't want to make the mistake that makes us look bad or the mistake that's going to cause us the most problems. Is option A or option B going to be the one that makes my life fall apart? The reality is we don't know. What can we do? We can humbly rely on God and then do what we think he would want us to do. Us living our lives in such a way as, God, I don't know, but it seems to me, through talking with Christian friends, through seeking you in prayer and in your word, it feels like option A is better. I don't know that. I won't say God told me I need to move to Phoenix or I need to take this job, but this seems like the wise thing to do. I do that option and I leave the results up to God. This is the part that I think we struggle with. We want to know what's on the other side of our decision. God told Abraham in the Old Testament, I'm going to make you a nation. Go to the land that I will show you. He didn't tell him the directions. He didn't give him every step by step. Probably if he did, Abraham wouldn't have gone. He said, go to the land that I will show you. And Abraham was the man of faith because he said, okay, I will go that way. I don't know what's on the other side of this decision. Likewise, when we seek to, like Jesus, live as God would have us, do I make this financial investment or not? What do I do with this estranged relative that we keep having issues with? There may be things that we don't have obvious answers to. So what do? We seek the Lord, and then we do what we think he would have us to do. We don't know it. We can't speak with the assurance of Scripture. Does God want us to keep a tight rein on our tongue? Yes. Does God want us to love our enemies as ourselves? Yes. But in everything else, we trust God and we do what makes sense, and we leave the results up to him. And a life lived that way is always going to lead to better results than one where we are making decisions on our own reason and our own ability. God is honored, even if we don't know if we're doing exactly what God wants us to do. We are seeking Him in every decision that we make, and God is glorified in that. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the model of Your model, that like Jesus, we seek to only do what we see the Father doing. God, and in all those spaces in between, the obvious black and white things in Scripture, show us how to trust You and do what makes sense. For Your glory and our good, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.